This news, brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, is now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Magic mushrooms are just fungi as Indian court throws the rulebook out the window. In what feels like a psychedelic plot twist, the Kerala High Court in India has ruled magic mushrooms, those little fungi with big reputations, are not narcotics under India's NDPS Act. Yes, they contain psilocybin, a compound on the Act's hit list, but the court essentially says, relax, it's just a mushroom. The case, which involved an accused found with 276 grams of these fungi, hinged on whether the entire weight of the mushrooms could be treated as contraband. The verdict? Only the psilocybin matters, and its concentration is too minuscule to make these fungi guilty by association. This decision is more than a quirky legal technicality. It could shake up drug policy debates worldwide. If fungi aren't inherently narcotic, what about other naturally occurring substances? Advocates for psilocybin-assisted therapy, particularly in mental health treatment, might see this as a sign the tide is turning. Countries like Canada and parts of the US are already exploring therapeutic uses for psilocybin, and this ruling could support those efforts. Could this trigger a global mushroom renaissance? Or at least some legal debates worth brewing over a cup of chai. On the flip side, critics argue this opens up grey areas in drug enforcement. If the compound is illegal but the mushroom isn't, where does that leave the law? Are we entering a world where the intent matters more than the mushroom's existence? For now, the fungi are free in Kerala, but this case might set off policy dominoes in unexpected places. Bottom line, this isn't just a local verdict, it's a conversation starter. The next time you see a mushroom, you might wonder, is this a snack, a therapy, or a legal revolution? This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.